I used to work at McDonald's. It's been a few years now, but I'll never forget my time there. Working in fast food can be crazy sometimes, especially at McDonald's, which is one of the most well-known fast food restaurants around. I remember that after getting hired, it took me a few weeks to get used to things. The job was just the second one that I ever had, and I was 17 years old and in high school. But after I got the hang of it, I started to enjoy working there. Most of my coworkers were nice, and we got along pretty well. There was one coworker, though, who seemed to get hired a few weeks after me. It was this guy who I will just call Joe for this story. Joe was about a few years older than me. I remember that I didn't really interact with him at work much. We worked the same time, maybe 3 or 4 shifts. Then, one night, I worked until 9 p.m. When I got off, after clocking out, I left the building. I had drove to and from work to my parents' house at the time in the old car that I had. When I got out into the parking lot to leave, though, I saw Joe standing there. He approached me and said hi. Joe then asked me for a ride, saying that he was stuck there and had no way to get home. I didn't see a reason not to, and I was quick to tell him yes. But I also realized that I hadn't seen him at all that day to that point. I didn't think he had even been working that day, so this seemed kind of weird that he was even here. After we both got into my car, he gave me his address and we left. We talked to each other a decent amount on the drive. He seemed nice for the most part, but also did seem a little bit strange. Something just struck me as odd about him and slightly uncomfortable. But nevertheless, we made it to his house, and then he left and went inside. I then drove back to my parents' house. Now, maybe a week or so later, after working another night shift that Joe was not working for, I remember leaving again. I got inside of my car no problem, though, but I remember looking around the parking lot and noticing a car with what appeared to be Joe behind the wheel. This car was parked in, like, the back corner of the lot, and it had been backed into a space. I was wondering what he was doing here again because he hadn't worked and I hadn't seen him. But I didn't really think too much of it, and then I backed out and I left. However, when I got to the stop sign at the end of the parking lot to turn onto the road, I noticed a car approaching me from behind. It was Joe's car. I guessed he was leaving now too, and I pulled onto the quiet road and he turned out right behind me. He then proceeded to follow me all the way back to my street. All I knew was that he didn't live over here, because I had given him a ride before, and after all, it wasn't even close to this area. I was confused and also creeped out by this. When I approached my street, I went past another one. I wasn't really sure where to go, so I just went around the block. Then I pulled into some random driveway to turn around, but when I did, I noticed that Joe kept driving down the street. So I waited until he was gone, and then I left that house and I went home. I was confused by why he had followed me and what was going on with him. It was very strange. So fast forward to a few days after that. I was actually on my break at work at McDonald's and I got a text from Joe. There was a group chat for some of the employees, so that's how he had got my number. He asked me if I could give him a ride to work the following day. I mentioned this to a coworker, and I was told that Joe had already been fired. This creeped me out a little bit. I came up with an excuse and told him no. The next time that I worked after that, I found out that Joe had also been banned from the McDonald's now. Apparently, he showed up and got into a confrontation with our boss. I blocked his number after that in case he did anything more, and I never heard from him again. I only worked at the McDonald's for a few more months. Still, I wonder what would have happened if I agreed to give him a ride to the McDonald's. I wonder why he followed me home and why he was so strange. I have a crazy story to tell from one time that I went to McDonald's. So this was years ago now, and I went to McDonald's one Saturday in the afternoon. I live by the city, so there's a lot of people who live in the area. Many businesses are very busy on the weekends. So I walked inside of the McDonald's, and I saw several long lines to order. It was nothing too crazy, but I was surprised at just how many people were there. So I got into the back of one of the lines and waited. McDonald's is usually pretty fast, and the line started moving quickly. I was really hungry and craving a Big Mac. As I waited and slowly moved up in the line, many people got in line behind me as well. I was watching the employees scramble to keep up with all the orders, and it was a hectic scene. So eventually, I was up next to order. That's when I heard a little bit of talking behind me, and I sensed somebody approaching. I turned around to look, just in time to see a man approaching me. When he saw me, he asked if he could just go in front of me quick, because he just wanted a glass of water and was really thirsty. I said sure, because obviously that wouldn't take long at all to just get a water cup. The man then stood in front of me and waited for the person at the counter to finish ordering. Once they had, the man stepped up to the employee behind the register. At first, I was kind of zoned out like I had been, just observing and waiting. But then, after probably 30 seconds, I snapped out of it and I realized what was strange. The man was just talking to the employee as if he was ordering. He wasn't just getting a water cup. I took a step forward and listened. I heard the man ordering food, and he was ordering quite a bit of things as well. He must have ordered enough food for 5 people. As he was rattling off more items, I tapped him on the shoulder. When I did, he did a half turn and then waved me off in the rudest possible way. I asked him what on earth he was doing, but he ignored me. The man was even looking at the menu and asking the employee questions about stuff. He took at least another minute and a half to order, and it made me really mad. When he was finally done, he walked away to wait, and I stepped up and I ordered what I was getting. After that, I went over to wait as well, and I saw the guy standing near the drink machine. I then confronted him, telling him that he told me he was just getting a water. The man said he changed his mind, and I told him that I never would have let him in front of me if I knew that. When I said this, the man just told me to shut up and then laughed in my face. Obviously, this made me angry, and I told him that he was a terrible person before finally walking away. But as I started to walk away, I guess the guy came up behind me because the next thing I knew, he splashed me with his drink. My hair got wet and a bunch of people saw it. It was embarrassing, but this guy also looked like a real jerk in front of all the people as well. I didn't bother to go after him and fight him or something. I knew better than to get into a fist fight at my local McDonald's. So I moved away and dried myself off. A couple people asked me if I was all right. Then I remembered that my order was called before the man's order. It was probably because he ordered so much more stuff than I did. I walked up and had to go past the guy who was standing right in front of the counter getting in everybody's way. When I got my order, he looked at me and I said to him, "Look who got their order first, loser." Then I started to leave. The guy did not say anything back to me. I then left the McDonald's and walked to my car. Well, I guess the guy followed me out. He must have been mad about what I said, because when I reached my car, I heard him approaching. I turned around, and this time the guy splashed his drink on my car. He then kicked my headlight, cursed at me, and walked back inside. I was furious, but the car did not appear to have damage, so I just got inside of it and drove home. It would only cause more problems to keep getting into it with this guy. Luckily, after that, I never saw him again. The whole thing was so stupid and crazy. I hope that guy learned a lesson, though, and is nicer to people. Last year, I went to McDonald's one evening. You see, I work from home and I live in an apartment building. One day, I had a lot of work to get done. However, sometime in the afternoon when I still had a lot to do, my Wi-Fi cut out. I don't know why it happened, but after resetting things and trying to figure it out for a long time, I lost my patience. It still wasn't working, and there's a McDonald's just down the street from my apartment complex. It's so close that I can easily walk there, which I've done before several times late at night. Anyways, I took my laptop and left my place to walk to the McDonald's. I was hoping to use their free Wi-Fi and be able to get the work done that I needed. When I got inside, the restaurant was not very busy, which was nice. I set up at a booth in the back corner and was able to successfully connect to the Wi-Fi. I ordered a coffee and later on a little food, and I worked hard. Over the next few hours, I was able to get the work done that I needed to. And over time, the McDonald's got quieter and quieter as the night wore on. By about 9 o'clock, I was done with my work, and I was the only customer in the entire restaurant. They stayed open past midnight, but I decided to leave then and go home. So I packed up my laptop, and I headed out to walk back to my apartment. When I stepped outside, one of the first things I noticed was there was a man standing around sort of by the doors. He was wearing a sweatshirt with a hood and looking down. I glanced over, but turned and walked in the opposite direction. When I did, he almost immediately started walking after me, which got my attention. As I continued to walk, I noticed that the man started to trail me by about 30 feet or so. I then got onto the sidewalk and just hoped that this man was not actually following me. After walking down the sidewalk for a bit, I looked behind me. I saw the man, still there and still about the same distance away. He was looking down, so I could not see his face. This was becoming more and more suspicious. As I approached my apartment complex, I did not want to let this man into my building, assuming that he was in fact following me. So I started to walk faster and faster. After making it to my apartment complex, I looked back and saw that the man was still about the same distance away. He must have walked faster as well. This was not good. I walked down the sidewalk inside of my complex, and I decided that I would not go through the front door. Instead, I walked towards my building like I was going to go past it. Then, at the last moment, I turned to the right and went to the side of it. There, it had a less used side door. I walked really fast, got to the side door, and I knew that I had one shot to use my fob to unlock it. Luckily, I got it right away, and I quickly opened the door and went inside. Then, as fast as I could, I closed it behind me. Right after the door closed, the man appeared right there and tried opening it. He couldn't get in. And clearly he didn't live there, because if he did, he would have had a key. It confirmed to me all my fears of the guy following. I felt grateful to be inside safely, and I wasted no time and I went upstairs to my unit on the second floor. When I got inside, I went to my bedroom window and I looked out. I saw the guy, still standing there in the grass. He looked up at me and then flipped me off. I closed my blinds and I hoped to never see the guy again. And luckily, since then, I haven't.
It was about 2 a.m. and I was on the way to my job at my local McDonald's to open with one of my favorite managers. She told me to text her when I got there so she could let me inside. Sometimes we'd have to be there really early in the morning if someone from the previous shift had to leave early. However, those were rare occasions. Once I pulled in, I noticed a man standing outside of the McDonald's near the front door, his hands in his pockets while smoking a cigarette. He was shooting me this sort of menacing stare as if he were waiting impatiently for us to open. Let me point out that it was pouring outside, so I was really confused why this guy wasn't just sitting in his car. I then parked and texted my manager that I was here. Thankfully, she had an umbrella with her and walked over to me so we could walk in together without getting wet. I say my usual good morning and she then rushed me inside saying, "Did you see that guy out there?" I told her I did and we began wondering why he was outside in the rain. We assumed that maybe he was just on something and that he was waiting for us to open so we could get breakfast. However, that wouldn't be for another 2 hours until 4 a.m., which is around the time most McDonald's open here in Canada. My manager proceeded to help me refill sauces, napkins, and things like that. She then tells me that she's gonna be in the back office if she needed me. I tried my best not to think about the man outside and tend to my shift so that we could get ready to open. Right then, my manager calls me in from her office and tells me to come look at the security cameras. I go into her office and we both watch as the man from outside starts talking on the phone with someone in Spanish. It's not common for someone to be speaking Spanish in Canada, but it happens. The cameras outside do pick up audio, however, it's not the best and you couldn't hear it well. Now, my stepmother is Puerto Rican, so while I understand a fair bit of Spanish, I don't speak it. What he's saying on the phone, though, is horrific. For one, he knew my manager and I would be the only ones working, and he was planning on, quote, snatching our asses up. He then proceeds to pull out what appeared to be a large screwdriver from his coat and turns to face the door. That's when we both hear knocking on the glass coming from the door. My manager tells me to go to the door, but to not open it while she called the police. I walk out into the lobby and there he was, slowly knocking on the glass door with his hand behind his back. I motioned to him that we were closed and to come back later. However, he didn't seem to get the hint and just stood there soaking wet. I try my best to ignore him, but the sound of him pounding and scraping his nails against the door was petrifying. All of a sudden, I then hear him loudly say something from outside. Like I said, I only understood some Spanish, so I couldn't really understand it exactly, but it sounded like he called me cerda, which for those who don't know, means pig in Spanish. No matter how many times I tried to ignore him, he'd always be there watching me through the window. Police in this area of my city don't take things like this lightly, so they arrived within 10 minutes. Once law enforcement pulled into the McDonald's, the man tried to run to his car. He didn't get very far, as police were able to tase him before he could drive away. My manager and I watch as police cuff this dirty-looking man while putting him into the back seat of a cop car. With very poor English and an angered tone, he claims that he was just hungry and that he wanted food. Though the screwdriver and the tape they found in his car said otherwise. As my manager made her statement in a police report, I see the man giving me that same menacing stare. I'll be honest, I got goosebumps just seeing him like that, as most things don't freak me out. It was a look of anger and hatred. Like as if he had known we knew what his plan was and how he was upset that he was unsuccessful at it. I stayed at that McDonald's for another year after that incident. Police had said they would update us on everything, but nothing ever became of it. Thank you to my manager for protecting me, and thank you to my stepmom for teaching me Spanish.
I used to work at McDonald's. When I did, I was usually working behind the counter and taking orders. Well, a few months into my time there, and something really strange happened. I was still in high school at the time and living with my parents. The McDonald's that I worked at was only about 5 minutes away. This made it convenient and nice to work there. So one night, things were pretty normal. Like many times, it was quiet when I got to work at the McDonald's in the afternoon. Then, in the early evening, things picked up quite a bit and were pretty busy for a while. When it got to be a little later at night, it quieted down. But during the time that it was still kind of busy, but just starting to quiet down, I was inside taking an order. I remember that a customer was ordering, and during this time I noticed a person entering the McDonald's out of the corner of my eye. But I wasn't really focusing on them, because I was more focused on the customer who was currently ordering. After walking in though, this person started walking over as if they were going to get in line behind the person ordering. I noticed that it was a woman. Instead of getting in line though, she took out her phone and appeared to take a picture of me. It was really obvious. Then, right after doing so, she quickly turned around and walked right out of the restaurant. I must have had a surprised look on my face, because I remember the customer who had been ordering look at me and then turn around to look. By the time she looked though, the woman was walking out of the door. The customer asked what happened, and I told her that the woman had took a picture. At first, I wasn't sure if the woman was directing her picture at me or at the customer. We both thought it was weird, but then the customer finished her order. I was wondering for most of the rest of the shift why that woman took my picture. Maybe I had took her order earlier that day, and she either didn't like me or liked me. But I hadn't remembered seeing her at all, and I thought that I would. I would see so many people, I guess anything was possible. And if I had took her order the previous day, I certainly wouldn't remember. Either way, it was sure weird. So the next time that I worked was a few nights later. It was a very similar shift, and believe it or not, basically the exact same thing happened. Except this time, I was not taking anybody's order. I was just standing behind the counter by myself. Once again, the door opened. The same woman walked in. At first, I recognized her, but I wasn't sure exactly from what. After making her way inside a few steps, though, I remembered exactly where I had seen her before. And then, she once again took out her phone and took my picture. This time, I asked her what she was doing, but she did not answer me. Very quickly, she put her phone away, turned around, and walked out. I was once more left very confused. I did not see her for the rest of my shift. I worked a few more times after that, and did not see her or have my picture taken that I was aware of. Then, one day, probably a week or so later, I got home from school. My mom said that there was a letter in the mail for me, and she showed it to me. There was, in fact, a letter addressed to me at the table, which my parents had got from the mailbox. I opened it up, curious as to who it was from. Inside of the envelope was just two photos. When I looked at them, I instantly recognized them. They were the two photos that the woman took of me working at McDonald's. There was no letter to go with it or anything, just the photos. There was also no return address on the envelope. It was so weird. I told my parents about it, and the next time that I worked, I told my boss. Everyone was confused and didn't know who would be doing it or why. But after that, I never saw that woman again. There were no more pictures taken of me at work or sent to me. Still, I never found out who did that or why. It's very strange.
I'm an 18-year-old female, and this happened back in 2009 when I was a freshman in college. I lived in a small city in the US, which was an overall safe area in my state. I even told my friends that even some of the criminals in my city were polite. Long story short, it was a neat little city that really deserved more attention. The people were nice, and sirens would almost never be heard. One night, a few of my college friends and I had just finished a concert from our school performed by a local band. They never made it big, but they were still well known around the area, especially if you were into music. Anyway, we leave the school trying to find somewhere to eat as we were practically starving. It was around 11 at night, meaning most places were closed, making it harder for us to find food. Eventually, we decide to go by a nearby McDonald's as we were dirt poor college students with little to no money. We enter the McDonald's and order our food and find a nearby table to eat at. For some context, there were four people. Me, my friend Emily, my friend James, and his girlfriend Samantha. As we're eating a total of 40 plus McNuggets, I notice a man walk in hyperventilating as if he had just ran a marathon. He wore black sweatpants, a white shirt, and had on a backpack. Not that there was anything wrong with him, but something about him just made me feel uneasy. On top of that, he seemed disheveled with long messy hair and looked as if he hadn't been to the gym in years. Now, I'm not one to judge people, but there was something about this man that was just off. Not wanting to pry and too tired to care, I think nothing of it and just continued eating while talking to my friends. I nudge Emily and whisper in her ear if she thinks that man seemed off. She just so happens to agree with me and tells me that we should just not pay attention to him. We focus on eating our food while chatting with our friends when James turns around and made eye contact with the man. However, not even a minute after, he walks up to our table with a flashlight, smiling his smile. Hey there, weird favor. The toilet in the bathroom is overflowing. Can one of you help me with it? We all just kind of look at each other, confused, and say that we were eating and to ask an employee. He disregards our suggestion and insists we help him out. We politely decline and tell him no, to which he then asks once again. But before I was about to say something, James says in an annoyed tone to leave us the hell alone and to go away. His face went pale and he grabs a drink before leaving the restaurant. Samantha kept telling us as to how uncomfortable the man made her feel and that she sworn she'd seen him before. We begin to ask her if she was sure, and if she did, where she saw him. She said that she couldn't remember but thought it was sometime last week. We eat for another 20 minutes before leaving to go back home when Emily says something I didn't realize. You know, he never went into the restroom in the first place. How would he know the toilet was overflowing? I look at her with this unsettling face, and that's when I immediately thought of the backpack. Upon realizing this, several questions came up in my mind about why he had a backpack. What were the contents of it? What were his intentions? And what would he have done had one of us gone in there? These questions bothered me for a good week when James saw a chilling news report. Apparently, the same tactic had happened at another restaurant. Only this time, it actually worked. The same man had tried the approach and managed to lure a woman standing by the men's restroom. He was able to pull her in and do things I won't mention until a few people helped break up the situation. The news showing the man's face on TV made James almost spit out his water as he saw this. James ends up calling the police to put in our tip and what had happened. Police in my city don't mess around, so whenever something bad happened, they were ready to stop it. Eventually, Samantha had remembered seeing the man at a pub she was at. He didn't do anything, but described him as being drunk and annoyed at the bartender. Needless to say, this news went around like wildfire around my city and even my school. What had once been this nice area with barely any crime, only to have something disturbing happen. For those of you wondering, yes, he was thrown in prison. I ended up staying away from that McDonald's for a good while until the paranoia faded. It wasn't until a year later where I learned a truth I didn't know. James and Samantha had moved away, and it was actually Emily who had told me this. During dinner one night with her, I had asked her if she had remembered about the man from McDonald's many years ago. Her eyes went wide and she said she was going to tell me something she never told me. Turns out, the man had ended his life in prison not too long ago. He couldn't live with the pain anymore and just decided to end it. I was shocked when I learned this and really couldn't believe it. However, it was nice to know that he couldn't hurt any more people while knowing our city was much safer. Anyway, that's my story, and I hope you can all learn from this and help prevent it. If you see or feel something is off, you need to tell someone. There are truly some messed up people in this world.